Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for February 28th, 2017, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include a free website review webinar, last call for DIY SEO and Webmaster Level 6 switchovers, I'm ready for more HTTPS conversion requests, a sneak peek at what's coming from Bloggate in March, the new Cloudflare leak dubbed Cloudbleed, a security reality check, why a solid backup solution is more important than ever, which hosts are not supporting free SSL certificates yet, how to avoid duplicate content on product pages, Beaver Builder releasing a new add-on for Genesis theme design, and a first look at the new WordPress block editor. So let's dive in. In Bloggate happenings, first, I want to remind you to register for the free webinar coming up on March 9th, hosted by me and SEO and conversion copywriting specialist, Mary Iannotti of Digital Marketing Diva. We'll be doing a performance check and a page analysis for conversion right in front of you. Now, this is well over a $200 value, and it's for free. So register for the webinar and do send in your site info to get on the review list. You'll find the link of where to send it on the thank you page after you register. And March 1st is the deadline for existing members to get in on any major discounts for switching over to the new subscription systems for my membership sites. Now, if you're in the original DIY SEO course or VIP level of the Site Success course membership, see the special discount link in the email I sent you this weekend or contact me for it so you can continue access with the DIY SEO course. And if you're in the Webmaster Level 5 membership and want to either stay there or upgrade to Level 6 to keep all bonuses and perks, like our private Facebook group, see the links that I sent you in the email this weekend or contact me. And I am quickly working my way through the last of the request waiting list for everyone who wanted to get their sites converted to HTTPS immediately. Now, a few folks asked to wait until March, so those will be next, and one is already booking for April, so do get your request in now if you want to have your site flipped in the next couple of months. And then this past week, I put Bloggate and all subdomains on the paid version of Cloudflare to protect the site behind their paid Web Application Firewall, or WAF. It's only $20 a month, and that's about half the price of a site hack fix. And that's not even including the cost of loss of business. You know, that's cheap insurance for my business. The time is coming when all of us will need to be on a paid firewall, either through a standalone one like Cloudflare and Security or through managed hosting. My advice is that you start looking into that and budgeting for it now. The security threats are getting more severe, and what this type of firewall protects from is the next attack vector. I'm keeping my site ahead of that curve, and I'm telling you about this so you can too. And I want to give you a sneak peek into what's coming from Bloggate in March. I've been a blogging and tutorial making maniac this past week, so I want you to watch for a new post on how to configure the WP Fastest Cache plugin. You know, it was one of the winners in my head-to-head caching plugin test. And that tutorial was also added to level 4 of the Webmaster training courses too. I'll be adding one on there on WP Rocket as soon as I finish updating the W3TC tutorials, all of which were also winners in my caching test. Plus, watch for a post on how owning a car and a website are alike with fun analogies. And I'm putting the finishing touches on the SEO workshop do-over that will launch later in March too. Also coming to the top of my to-do list is a spring cleaning special to help you get your site into shape for the coming year. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In security tips, the big news is Cloudflare reported a security leak that exposed info on 150 of their client sites. They contacted those clients directly and sent a message to all other users confirming their site info was not exposed. But it looks like the leak was bigger than that. But it still only affected 0.00003% of its clients. And they dubbed this thing Cloudbleed. Now, here's the official word from my world-class hack specialist, Marcus, of Fix My WP, with the skinny on the whole thing and what steps you want to take. And there were bunches of write-ups about Cloudbleed, and here are just a few that I found if you want to read more. Now, please take these with a grain of salt, as some sites are grabbing headlines and making this into a bigger issue than it is. I've got one for you here from TechCrunch, another from Quartz, one from Wired, and Motherboard Vice. And I read those, embedded them, and they look okay. I didn't list some that you probably saw a few days ago, and there's a reason for that, because I read those too, and trust me, these are better. Now, it's time for a security reality check. Does any of this make me distrust Cloudflare? Nope, not at all. What it does do is reemphasize the escalation of hacker sophistication to punch holes in any code on the web. Now, a few weeks ago, we experienced a zero-day vulnerability in WordPress itself that was patched by the 4.7.2 update, and I'm not jumping ship on WordPress either. And that type of vulnerability is as bad and serious as anything can get. This is also why I urge you to consider getting on a paid firewall. I'm on one with Cloudflare. And if you've been skating by on a backup solution that you're not 100% sure is getting everything on your site, and you haven't tested that to be 100% sure, then you're skating on thin ice. Hackers are now going after mother companies that have an open door directly to your site. Last week it was Cloudflare, and the week prior it was BlockVault. No matter what other security measures you may have in place, a full backup stored off-site is your last safety net to recover your site. No matter what backup solution you're using, you may want to restore your site to a sandbox just to be sure it's working and that you know how to go through the restore process. Now, this is something that Marcus, my world-class hack specialist and favorite fix-it guy, can do for you too. And I've got my direct link for him in the show notes. In SSL and HTTPS tips, now some folks who requested an HTTPS conversion from me for their site are discovering that their current host does not offer or support a free SSL certificate like Let's Encrypt. Now, even if you go out and get your own free certificate, you'll miss having auto renewals on it. So be sure to read my post about it and see if your host is on the list of those who don't have free SSL support yet. And Cloudflare has been a little slow to issue free SSL certificates. You know, one of the legs in your data's journey from host to the visitor's browser is your CDN, like Cloudflare. And if you're on the free Cloudflare version, you have to use their free shared certificate for that leg of the journey. Well, lately they've been a little slow to issue them when a site has been converted, and that causes downtime. You know, I'm guessing it's due to overwhelm from all the requests that they're getting. Now, that's true of all entities involved in this. And it's one of the reasons smart hosts are getting ahead of the problem by turning on Let's Encrypt for all clients, whether they're making use of it or not. I want you to go read my post about making up HTTPS and SSL as we go to see all of the entities involved in this. In SEO tips, if you run a shop on your site like WooCommerce, you'll definitely want to read this post from Yoast about duplicate content listings in your meta descriptions and how to take care of that. In theme tips, you know, being an old coder, I'm not crazy about drag and drop type builders because they're bloated and usually write crap code too. You know, and while Divi may be taking over that part of the world, it relies heavily on short code, which is another big no-no in my book. And that's even more important than the fact that it's bloated and doesn't support schema markup. Beaver Builder has gained a good reputation as a drag-and-drop builder, even among elite devs like Pippin Williams, who did a critical review of all such builders. Well, now Beaver Builder has released their first alpha version of an add-on that works with the Genesis framework. Now, I'm a big Genesis fan because the code is superior, and they keep right on top of core changes with WordPress. Plus, they're one of the few frameworks that support schema markup, which is superior for SEO. So this looks like it will be a good match. And the webmasters I've talked with about it think it's great because it plays well with advanced custom fields, too. In WordPress tips, speaking of drag-and-drop builders, one of the goals of the WordPress revamp this year is to create a better editor that's a true WYSIWYG, meaning that it's integrated with the customizer, so what you see on the screen is exactly the way it will look on your site. Now, the core devs working on this have released a new prototype block editor. When you click on one area of the page, it wraps a block around it, allowing you to move that element. Now, that could be a block of text, an image, or anything else. Now, you can read the official announcement that I've got linked for you here, or the post from the nice folks at WP Tavern, which is better suited for non-coders. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. If you find these helpful, please do share them with your peeps. And for everybody who does, I see you. Thank you. Means the world to me. Be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.